I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, not necessarily a race recap because we did not have any races at Knoxville on Saturday due to a late afternoon downpour that soaked down the track. Plus, with more on the way, officials decided to cancel all racing action. We did, however, have the annual Knoxville Raceway Hall of Fame inductions with seven new members joining the hall. They were Jerry Beyer, Steve Brazil, Kerry Madsen, Jeff Matrician, Mike Proffitt, Dick and Doris Seidenkranz, and Dick Stone King. Mike Roberts and I had a chance to talk with five of the inductees and their families following the ceremony. First up is Kerry Madsen. He talked to Mike about his start at Knoxville and how so many people have helped him along the way.
You mentioned some of the names your first year here, and to be honest with you, these are a lot of the folks that have moved on. They're not even living around here no more, but without somebody like a Wayne Simmons and the Twister Chassis, and you mentioned Lisa French and Mike Proffitt, and Al Parker still around, of course.
Yep.
You wouldn't be here. It'd be one and done.
I probably wouldn't have. I wouldn't have lasted because they gave me. I don't think I would have lasted here because I just wouldn't have had an opportunity to compete. So they basically made it happen and sort of kickstarted my journey to this point.
When you were dreaming, when you were younger, of coming to America and going racing at Knoxville, what was your end game? What was your goal? Was it World of Outlaws like you succeeded? Or was it just get to Knoxville?
It was just a race. I didn't really have any big dreams of racing at Knoxville. I just wanted to race. And then I came here my first year and realized what Knoxville is all about. How it is, you know, it's so sprint car centric, you know, like it's so central to sprint car racing. And I fell in love with it that year. I'm instantly, and I basically never left. And I just wanted to race a sprint car. I never had any really grandiose dreams of anything other than to compete. Simple as that, yeah.
And to this day, the Madman, as he's called, is still very active in sprint cars and a weekly competitor in the 410 class at Knoxville. Next up is Dick Stone King. Dick was tragically killed in a crash at Knoxville in 1979, but his memory and spirit lives on in his family, as Mike chatted with his brother Victor about racing and being a true outlaw.
When you look back at his racing career, and when you guys were talking up there earlier, the modifieds and then getting into sprint car racing and the 20 and the 20X, if you will, that's been a long time ago, but it's like it was yesterday to a lot of people.
Well, my dad raced. He raced from the 40s till right up until the time my brother raced.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been in the family. In fact, after my brother got killed, I was a little bitter for a while. Then I thought, it's hard to switch to baseball after 30-some years of racing, you know. So, you know, it was one of those things that happened, but I'll always love racing, and I always love what they've done up here and everything. They've done a nice job.
He did a lot of racing in Illinois.
Yes.
You got your family is over in that area,
yes,
a little bit. And
yeah,
I get the advantage in the fall to go over to Spoon River and do some racing over in Canton and stuff like that. But to me, World of Outlaws happened in 1977, and they claimed the name. But I think every racer, including Dick, was an outlaw.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't settle for one track.
Yeah.
You went out and you adventured.
They were all of them personal, very personable guys, joked around a lot. Every one of those guys was guys people like to have for friends. They like to – they were all around great people.
In the late 90s through the early 2000s, Jeff Matrician thrilled fans with his driving. Coming from dirt modified, he adapted to a sprint car well. I talked to Matrician about winning his first race at Knoxville, which was so close to the Nationals.
Not a lot of rookies can say they won a race at the Knoxville Raceway. You were one of the few right before Nationals. So you had to have been thinking, man, my confidence is sky high going into this event.
Yeah, you know, it was very special. I'll never forget that night when we first started and started making some shows early. And we had motor trouble right off the bat, you know, in my rookie season. Missed, I think, the first couple. And then we come back, I think, the 10th or 11th time here at Knoxville, and I picked off a win. So caught a bunch of attention there a little bit and coming into Nationals. But Nationals have never been really treated me well here. Even in 2000, we had some great year there. I just never had really good luck here, you know, at Nationals either. Motor breaks or different things or, just malfunctions. Or I got taken out a couple times in my qualifying night having good runs. I've never had good luck here at the Nationals, and it takes a little bit that there. It's a big event, and you got to draw good, qualify good, and so. But yeah, to win here the first time, I 11th time I was in a sprint car, I picked off a win here. So big confidence booster, and we just moved it forward, and now this is what brought us here today.
Steve Brazil was quite possibly the most humble driver ever to race at Knoxville. He won several 360 races and later on was a winner in the 305 and Pro Sprints category. Mike Roberts sat down with him to talk about his career.
I've also had the privilege of interviewing you in Victory Lane, and I used to tease you about because you retired so much, but it's good to see you back at Knoxville. I don't remember the last time you were here. Did you sneak in and watch a race anytime since we've seen each other last?
I haven't been here for 12 years.
Yeah, 12 years, and I don't know how you stay away from it. I've been trying to walk away from this place forever, as everybody knows, but it's an addiction. But you've moved out of state, you keep yourself busy, but this honor today, what's it compared to like to winning a race?
You know, I've never thought that I'd ever get to this. Never thought about being here or being nominated or to win to be inducted. But boy, it hasn't set in really. But you know, it's just like racing. I mean, you just gotta do your thing.
Do you ever miss it?
Yeah.
Every week or
yeah,
what?
Yeah. That's why I don't come. Let's see.
Who knows? Maybe you get the fever. I mean, we still got Sammy racing. He's 70. I mean, it's not a young man's sport anymore.
Well, I know, but, you know, that's the problem. I got a helmet, I got a suit, but, you know, I haven't got the call yet.
The final inductee we talked to is Joe Seidenkranz, the son of the late Dick and Doris Seidenkranz. Joe talked about some of the drivers that raced their car when they were weekly competitors at Knoxville.
Knowing that car, not knowing him well, but knowing the drivers and knowing the history of this car. Unbelievable feeling. I'm getting goosebumps right now even talking about it. It's special.
It is. Unfortunately, they're not here to see it. They just devoted so much to racing.
Mm-hmm.
To them, Knoxville was family, and that's what they instilled in us. Racing is about family, knowledge, and sending it forward. You can't go forward if you don't remember the past.
Right, exactly. And you mentioned families. Of course, we're fortunate enough, you talk about McCarls and Lasoski's and Brian Brown being related and stuff. Their family tradition is a little bit different because back then, I think, because again, I'm just barely old enough to remember a lot of the backside of these stories.
Okay.
Family shop, family work, family raising the money. It wasn't going out and getting big sponsors like TMC and Casey's General Store and have you. It was hard work, hard times sometimes.
Absolutely.
And they still managed to get the car here.
For whatever reason, however they did it, they never really had a sponsor per se.
Right.
It was always done out of their pockets. But yet they also made sure that we had what we needed. But racing has just been in our blood since even before 1976.
Mm-hmm.
Dad had built a sprint car probably back in the mid-60s and had a track that he would take it to. I don't think he ever came down here with it. But then it just kind of didn't pan out. Family was getting bigger, so he kind of just put it on the wayside. And then in 76, most of us were now adults
right.
and gone. So that's when he decided to get back into it. So 76 is when he got back in.
Be listening for full features of these inductees later this summer on today's Lely Radio Sports page and this summer during our race coverage on KNIA. For KNIA Careless Sports, I'm Derek Cardwell. More of today's Lely Radio Sports page is next.